Good morning and welcome to Grow Siouxland. Chris McGowan with the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce and the Siouxland Initiative coming to you from the Powell Broadcasting Radio Studios. This time, we're located in the basement of the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce in the heart of downtown Sioux City at 101 Pier Street. On behalf of our producer, Mr. Justin Barker, we'd like to thank our program sponsor, Chris Bogenreef of NAI United. And I know there's a number of you who are hoping that Mr. Bogenreef will be our guest sooner rather than later. We'd hope to finish the 2022 calendar year with Mr. Bogenreef, and unfortunately, he became unavoidably detained, and so we'll get Chris back on the program here sooner rather than later, we hope, and cover probably two full programs talking about commercial real estate and economic development activity in the Siouxland Tri-State region. Today, our guest, however, is someone who is not a stranger to these airwaves, someone who has been a guest in the past. Our guest today is someone who has an exciting new role and responsibility, and we're going to focus on that throughout the half-hour program. Our guest, the new state director for Iowa and the Nature Conservancy, Mr. Graham McGaffin. Graham, welcome back to Grow Siouxland.
Thanks, Chris. It's really appreciate the opportunity to be here and talk about the organization, but also some of my new responsibilities. So thanks for having me back.
Well, and I know that this is an organization you've spent some time with, and now to be the individual with primary responsibility for leadership and fundraising and all the things that make this organization so successful, all of a sudden they fall on your lap, on your desk. And I think dating back to somewhere in mid-January, you began your new role and responsibility, and we're going to talk about that as well. But before we do so, I would like to introduce you and your background to the KSCJ listening audience. If you'd be so kind, tell us about where you grew up.
You bet. Well, I'm a Sioux City native. Grew up on the west side, attended West Middle School, West High School, Emerson Elementary, and grew up in Sioux City. My folks moved here in the 1980s with me along in tow. Dad worked for Sioux City North, Sioux City West. Mom was a professor at Morningside, still is, adjunct, semi-retired. But my folks are still here in town. My wife, Emily and I, Emily is a Sioux City native as well. Grew up on the north side. She and I moved back in 2015, and so we've been members of the community our entire lives, but residents and homeowners in Sioux City since 2015.
Well, and I know that you and Emily have a young family as well, so I'm doubly appreciative of you spending a little bit of your Saturday morning with us. Tell us about the kids.
Yep. Emily and I have a 9-year-old son, a 4-year-old daughter, Jack and Lila. Jack is a third grader at Perry Creek Elementary School. Lila is finishing up her second year of preschool, and she'll start at Perry Creek next year as well.
And I know that your in-laws, you said Emily's from Sioux City, your folks, that the whole family's here. It's kind of nice.
Whole family's here. That's a big reason. We'll touch on it later. The support I have from family and the community to take on the responsibilities of being a state director, that was a big factor as well. But yep, my wife's parents are here in town. My father-in-law Bob Taylor, longtime personnel director at Hy-Vee on Hamilton, my first boss. That was a fun opportunity to work for Bob.
So were you working for Bob when you were dating Bob's daughter, or did that come later?
That came later.
Okay.
Yep.
Everybody knows Bob Taylor. I want to give a shout out to Bob, who spent 40 plus years with Hy-Vee. Terrific guy. And Bob, we hope you're listening, and we wish you a wonderful 2023. And Graham, you mentioned that you were a West High School student. What kind of activities were you involved with as a student at West High School?
Yep. So athletics, I was a runner, a ball player.
You got to be more specific. Were you cross country? Were you a sprinter? Were you a distance guy?
I was the furthest thing from a sprinter you could imagine. I was a cross country runner. I was a distance runner in track, played baseball, played basketball, but really at West High, found my footing. Dave Nash was the coach. Dave, a longtime West High School coach and Morningside track and cross country coach, was my coach there. started a lifelong, love for running and for fitness. Went to the University of Wyoming and ran for a few years there as well. And still run to this day, not as fast as I used to be, but still part
and
of
probably not as fast as Dave Nash.
That's a coin flip right now.
Can you keep up with Dave?
There was a period in my life where I could. You're right. Probably not any longer.
But I'll tell you what, if you can, you are fast, because if memory serves, Dave Nash has the world record for the most 800 meter runs clocked at less than 2 minutes over the age of 40.
I think that's right. And
that's an amazing achievement.
And I think,
dude, I couldn't break 2 minutes as a high school athlete in perfect physical fitness, and he's busting out sub 2 minute 800s at 40 plus years old.
Yeah. Yeah, and now his son, state champion Gabe Nash, just signed with Nebraska Cornhuskers. I think maybe have bested his old man's fastest 800 meters. So, yeah, awesome running family. We're still very close with them, and hope my son's paying attention and considering running him as well. My daughter, too.
That's great stuff. You're listening to Grow Siouxland on KSEJ. 1360 AM, 94.9 FM, where our guest today is Graham McGaffin. Graham was recently named the state director of the Nature Conservancy for the state of Iowa, began his new role and responsibility in mid-January of 2023, so still relatively new to the role, but not new to the organization. Graham, tell us a little bit about your time at Wyoming, what you studied, and what came next.
Yeah, so went to the University of Wyoming, actually started as an engineer, as a freshman, and, enjoyed the classes, didn't really sink into me. Went over to the College of Business and studied economics and finance, had a wonderful time, still have, lifelong friends from my time at the University of Wyoming. Like I said, ran for a couple years, really started to get into natural resource economics toward the tail end of my undergraduate degree, and University of Wyoming has a real strong environmental economics graduate program. So I, in fact, moved back here briefly. My wife was finishing up her time at University of Northern Iowa, but then we got married. She was agreeable to come out to Laramie, Wyoming with me, and I did my master's degree in agricultural and applied economics with a focus on natural resources. That led, graduated in 09, which was an interesting time to try to find a job. They were few and far between, but,
People may not recall there was a tremendous recession in 08, 09 and a little beyond. So yeah, very difficult and challenging time to go find full-time employment.
Yeah. I feel tremendously blessed, with where I landed. But I do have those stories for those first few months after grad school, tutoring kids in calculus, tutoring math, moving furniture. Before I finally landed, I started my career with the Wyoming Stock Growers, which is an agricultural trade association in Cheyenne, Wyoming. I was working on conservation projects for their land trust. But I always had my eye on the Nature Conservancy. Since grad school, learned what the organization, real non-confrontational, non-partisan, solutions-oriented organization, driving to have conservation successes that really touch down on the ground. So I had the opportunity in Cheyenne to join the Nature Conservancy out there. They have a Wyoming chapter, as we have an Iowa chapter here, working on state and federal policy for the organization out there.
And how many years in Wyoming before you had the opportunity to come back to Sioux City in the state of Iowa with this same organization?
I started with the Conservancy in 2012 out there in Cheyenne. I worked for 3 years. I still remember, loved it. I had great colleagues. I really enjoyed the work, enjoyed the policy focus. But I'll remember seeing the opportunity pop up to be the Lus Hills Project Director for the Nature Conservancy in Iowa. I saw the job posting when I was driving from Sheridan, Wyoming, down to Casper. Not that it's a good idea to text and drive, but it's a lonely stretch of road for anybody that's made that trek. And called my wife and said, "Hey, I think there might be an opportunity to move back home," which is something that we'd been striving towards as our family was growing out there. and was fortunate enough, called the woman who was my boss, my supervisor for a number of years, and asked if I could do the job. And she said, well, you can certainly apply for it. And fortunately, that brought us back to Sioux City.
So did you have children at the time?
Yep. Our son had been born out in Cheyenne and was about 1 year old at the time.
Okay. And so now you've celebrated 10 years with the organization between both Wyoming and Iowa. Mm-hmm. And you came back to direct the Lus Hills aspect in Western Iowa. And as we said earlier, early in the year, or maybe even late in 2022, you were named the new state director for Iowa. And now you have responsibility from the Missouri to the Mississippi, from the Minnesota border to the north, to the Missouri border to the south, the entire state.
Yep.
And we couldn't be more pleased to see a Sioux Cityan not only earn this position, but maintain their residence right here in our community and work remotely. You're listening to Grow Siouxland. Our guest today is Graham McGaffin. Graham is the new state director of the Nature Conservancy for our state of Iowa. And we'll be back with Graham and a lot more information about his role, his responsibility, the organization's mission, and his vision for his new role. We'll be back after a short commercial break.
Looking to buy, sell, or lease commercial property in Siouxland? One call is all you need. NAI United, the largest and highest producing commercial real estate firm in Siouxland. Speak with Bo Bronger, Nick Madsen, Aaron Rooney, Nate Connolly, or Chris Bogenried. NAI United has the answers to your questions for commercial real estate in all corners of Siouxland. All NAI agents are licensed in Iowa, Nebraska, and South Dakota. Put NAI United to work for you today. Go to NAIUnited.com and learn more. NAI United, uniquely positioned to serve your needs.
Welcome back to Grow Siouxland. Chris McGowan with the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce and the Siouxland Initiative. Coming to you from downtown Sioux City, we're in the basement of the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce, where Chris Bogenried of NAI United, our program sponsor, was kind enough to donate some audio equipment and help us set up a makeshift radio studio. We're grateful to our friends at Powell Broadcasting, who have been bringing Grow Siouxland to this regional audience for over a dozen years now. If you were with us in the first half of the program, you know that our guest today is Graham McGaffin, the new state director for the state of Iowa for the Nature Conservancy. And Graham is a Sioux City native, a West High graduate, went out and ran track and cross country at the University of Wyoming, a cowboy, if you will, a protege of Dave Nash, currently the coach, ongoing, still the coach in track and cross country at Morningside University, if memory serves. Graham and his wife, Emily, are the parents of Jack and Lila. And now that he has this new role and responsibility, I wanted to ask you, Graham, you said you first joined the Nature Conservancy to focus on the Lus Hills. Number one, I want to make sure I have the pronunciation correct, and you can dispel all the rumors about what the proper pronunciation of that word is, L-O-E-S-S,
yep.
I believe. The proper pronunciation, why they're so important, why are they so unique?
Absolutely, and you are saying it correctly. Lus, and I'll say it when I give presentations, I say Lus, it rhymes with bus, right? And hopefully that gets in folks' heads, because I hear Lois a lot. There's that E in there. It's a German word, and it means, you know, that loose, fine silt soil that make up our Lus Hills. They're an amazing place. You know, Western Iowa and North Central China are the only two places in the world where Lus soil has accumulated in depths such as it has here. And it really has, you know, resulted in a unique topography both here and there that from a biodiversity standpoint is really important to wildlife, migratory birds, and so forth, because the Lus Hills are home to about 75% of Iowa's remaining tall grass prairie.
That's really remarkable. Why are these the only two places, you know, right here in Western Iowa and part of China, the only places on the planet that have these heavy deposits of this windblown dirt, if you will?
Just the freakishness of geology, really. You know, after the last ice age, as the Wisconsin Glacier was retreating northward and meltwater was flushing down what is today the Missouri River Valley, it was just carrying such a massive amount of silt with it. That silt was then picked up by westerly winds and just stacked, and it kept stacking, kept stacking. And same story in North Central China. It's just been over millions of years instead of one last ice age. And as a result, their Lus Plateau has just, you know, 700, 800, 900 feet, where our Lus Hills are just babies in contrast, you know, 200, 220 feet.
And your mission, your responsibility for the Lus Hills includes exactly what?
So with the Lus Hills, it's been a priority for the Nature Conservancy. This year, we're celebrating 60 years. And for each of those years, we've been focused on the Lus Hills, along with other priority areas. But Lus Hills have been recognized for their conservation and geological importance to the state of Iowa. For well over 100 years, the Nature Conservancy works with private landowners on conservation of tall grass prairie for the wildlife that need these hills. We also own and manage our own preserves. Again, same objective, you know, for the wildlife, for the birds that really depend on this habitat.
We're really in a very unique part of the world, and the Lus Hills make us, as you said, the topography is so rare that this is really a special place and really needs the support, the engagement, the experience, and the expertise that your organization, the Nature Conservancy, represents.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the hills are an Iowa treasure. You know, really, they're a United States treasure. And so for not only, you know, nonprofit conservation organizations like ourselves, our counties around the Lus Hills are committed to their conservation as well, Woodbury County, Plymouth County, and so forth. But our communities, you know, should cherish these. These are not only tremendously important to wildlife, but also important as outdoor amenities for, go ahead, Chris.
And for someone who's looking to explain the Lus Hills or to show them to someone from outside this area, what are the hallmark features of the Lus Hills that as you're driving down Interstate 29, you might look at and say, this is what defines the Lus Hills?
What, from a topographical perspective, it's known as peak and saddle topography, right? And it's because the hills are so prone to erosion that you just have gullies after gullies, and over hundreds and thousands of years, they've, you know, the ravines are 150, 200 feet deep, then they rise again, and there's that tall grass prairie on the steep ridgeline at the top. But yeah, it's peak and saddle topography is what we think of it.
Very good. You're listening to Grow Siouxland on KSCJ Radio. Our guest today is Graham McGaffin of the Nature Conservancy. And Graham, I know that your focus will shift dramatically as you take the new responsibility for the entire state of Iowa. What's the organization up to at this time? What are your priorities as the new leader?
Yeah. So the Nature Conservancy in Iowa, as I mentioned, 60 years this year. I've talked a lot about the Lus Hills, and we've got some exciting projects around here. We're also working, you know, in communities around the state. We've got an exciting Grow Solar program that's helping communities do group buys of solar infrastructure. We're expanding our preserves, not only here in the Lus Hills, with an exciting project at Camp Joy Hollow that I can talk about further in a minute, but also in Southeast Iowa at our Land of the Swamp White Oak Preserve, working with private landowners on oxbow restorations, which are tremendously important for nutrient reduction, for habitat, for fish and birds as well. So we're really rocking and rolling around the state. Here in Northwest Iowa, we have a really exciting partnership that with the Girl Scouts of Greater Iowa that is just kicked off. We're purchasing the Joy Hollow Scout Camp, which is right next to our Broken Kettle Grasslands Preserve, which if you're looking for kind of that classic Lus Hills topography, you go 15 miles north of Sioux City, check out Broken Kettle. But Joy Hollow Scout Camp, we're going to continue to lease it to the Girl Scouts so they can use it. But we're also excited to open it up to public hiking, bird watching, photography, those non-consumptive uses. Joy Hollow has the unique distinction of being the first U.S. Forest Service designated community forest in the state of Iowa, something we're really excited about. One of the reasons, Chris, you mentioned it, is that it's in the Lus Hills. You know, the Lus Hills are known in the conservation community. They're known in the biodiversity world, just how important they are to wildlife.
And Graham, as we talk about this, I know that the type of work that you're engaged with includes an awful lot more than loss. It includes some land acquisition. Tell me a little bit about that, if you will. And in the final couple minutes we have left, after that, I'd like to touch upon the I Will legislation down in Des Moines.
Yep, absolutely. So the Nature Conservancy, as I mentioned, we own preserves. We're focused around the state and where we work, the Lus Hills being one of the examples, Southeast Iowa being another one, the real biodiversity hotspot where the Cedar and Iowa rivers come together, the Little Sioux Valley, a lot of prairie up there. So we're a science-based organization, really focused on those areas around the state where you can deliver the biggest bang for the buck. We do own and manage preserves. We pay property taxes, but we also work with private landowners on conservation easements so that the land stays in private hands, but the conservation resources provided by it are there and they're protected in perpetuity for wildlife.
And as I said, kind of teased a little bit in the final couple minutes that we have left, tell us about the importance of I Will to the state of Iowa.
Yeah, well, legislative session started a few weeks ago, almost a month ago now, and great opportunity this year to pass and fund the Outdoor Recreation and Natural Resource Trust, direct dollars to not only conservation priorities, but water quality practices, recreational trails, and just a lot of things that are really important, not only here in Siouxland, but around the state. So excited to see the session move legislation forward that will fund the trust this year.
And we've already passed a constitutional amendment in Iowa to ensure that 3/4 of a penny support I Will. Mm-hmm. Now the legislature is wrestling with exactly how to effectuate and enact that.
Exactly. 3/8 of a penny. Yep, of the next sales tax. And they are. There's some creative ideas out there on looking at property tax reform this year and if those changes would trigger I Will.
And finally, Graham, for those who are interested in supporting your organization, where can they find more information?
Yep. Check us out at nature.org/Iowa. It's our website. We're on Facebook. Look around the state. We've got a number of preserves. For those of us here in Sioux City, please come up to Broken Kettle. Keep your eyes out for announcements on Joy Hollow. We hope to get folks out and enjoying the Lus Hills and other destinations in the state.
And the website one more time?
Nature.org/Iowa.
Nature.org/Iowa. You've been listening to Grow Siouxland. Our guest this Saturday morning, the new state director for the state of Iowa of the Nature Conservancy, Graham McGaffin, from right here in Sioux City. Graham, congratulations on the new role, and we're thrilled that you're able to stay right here in Siouxland.
Thanks so much.
We'll be back next Saturday morning with more on Grow Siouxland. On behalf of Justin Barker, I'm Chris McGowan. Go out and make it a great weekend. We'll be back 1 week from today.